Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad class, and this is Auntie Leela chapter 3, continuing from Delhi. Now we're in Prabhupada's office, Juhu Beach, Bombay, on the Tata, Jamuna Tata, the banks of the Asian Arabian Sea. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he's taken sannyas, he's returned to Navadvip, he's visiting the home of Vidya Vachaspati, the brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he's staying in the island of Rituvip, slightly a few 5-10 kilometers from his birthplace of Mayapur. And all the people are going there to see him. And they have asked for darshan. He came out of the house, he mixed among the people, he walked amongst them. They saw how beautiful he was. And then we left off yesterday, where the people were praying for Ashirvad. Please bless us. We are all sinners. So when they approached Lord Chaitanya, they asked for a blessing. When we approach a saintly person, or to speak of Bhagavan, Sakshat Darshan Bhagavan, or Sakshat Darshan with Siddha Sadhu, Param Vaishnava. So Mahaprabhu they've asked him for Ashirvad, and what did he say? The first thing he said was, Krishne Matirastu. First put your minds on Krishna. What did Ambarish tell Dravasa? Listen, Dravasa, you know so much. You're such a mystic yogi. You have so much power. Anima Siddhi, Lagima Siddhi. You can travel at the speed of mind. Muni Pungavanam. You can travel at Vaikuntha, Brahmalok, Shivalok. Dravasa, you're such a powerful rishi. But you don't understand the Vaishnava Prabhav. The Vaishnava. The Vaikuntha Pati Das. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Krishna Matiras do. First thing you do, people are saying, Ashirvad. More, more papishta tere, mere papishta. I am the abode of sin. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. We're all krodiwalas, kamiwalas, bogies, rogies, lobies, lobies, rogies. And he said, okay, you're asking to be relieved from your sins and be free from your sins. Well, that's easy. Well, how to do it? Wherever your mind is, that's where you are. Your mind is on women, you're with women. Your mind is with Krishna, you're with Krishna. So Ambarish Maharaj, millions of years ago in Satyuga, he gave the same instruction that Mahaprabhu gave in Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Matirastu, let your intelligence be fixed on Krishna. So then Ambarish Maharaj, he said, oh, you think I'm a king. You think I'm a Raja, and you're a Rishi, you're a Dravasa Muni, and oh, you're a king from Madhya Pradesh, you're with women, you're with... But you don't know. And then the minister of Ambarish Maharaj, he says to Dravasa, don't you know? My master, every Ekadasi, he goes to Mathura, and he goes to the top of one mountain far away from the people, outside of Mathura, and he sits on the top of that mountain and he does Nirjal Ekadasi. He leaves his 400 queens in Madhya Pradesh. He takes one queen with him, Mukhya Mahishi, because she's a Vairagi. She stays in the house of one Brahmin. And for Chobis Ganta, Ekadasi, Tithi, she does Nirjal Ekadasi. I go to the mountaintop, and I pray to Vishnu. I meditate Vishnu Dhyanam. And I worship Vishnu. And then the next day, my king Ambarish, after he does Nirjal Ekadasi, he does Dwadasi Vrat. He drinks only milk. Half a liter of milk one time. He does that every Ekadasi, every month. So you think he's a king? You think he's a bogey? A Raj bogey? You have Raj Bhog, no? You know about Raj Bhog? Rasbihari's Raj Bhog, yes? big, multi rasgulla, no? It's like bishme some surprise, no? Bishme Torah, no, chamatkar. Surprise. Kabhi kabhi kishmish or halva, laga item, no? Saffron, keshar, this, that, laga, huh? Bhari, huh? Chaka chak. So, but his, my king is different. My king is a Vaishnav hai, Parambhakt, Vairagi hai. We're so-called, oh, Krishna Bhakt, we can do Nirjala Ekadasi. This is the place, even today, millions of years later, the Mathura Vasis, the Yatri Vasis, the Yatris coming to Brajmandal, they're honoring Ambarish Maharaj, who was glorified in the pages of the Bhagavad Purana in the ninth canto. The place is called Ambarish Tila. Tila means, Tila ka upar, means hill, choti.
Kuta.
Anukut, like hill. It's named after him. What did he tell Narasimha Muni? Krishna Matiras too. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayor. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayor. Padaravin. He said, oh, Narasimha Muni, please don't mind. Don't mind, I'm the king, you're Vishnu. But, you please, Savai mana Krishna pada. You should put your mind on the feet of Krishna. Then if your mind, whatever your mind is, then your voice will follow your mind. Your eyes will follow your mind. Your ears will follow your mind. Your nose will follow your mind. Your tongue will follow your mind. Your hands will follow your mind. Your feet will follow your mind. Your body will follow your mind. Whatever your mind says, whatever our minds say, we do. Whatever our mind chooses, we take. Whatever our mind wants, we want. He said, first fix your mind on Krishna. And then, if your mind is always thinking of something, then what do you speak about? What is on your mind? Yes? So if women are on my mind, they say, hey, look at that one. Look at that one. So he said, Savai Mana Krishna Padar Vachansi Vaikuntha Guna Arnala. He says Vacha should speak about Vaikuntha Nath, the Lord of Vaikuntha, the ocean-like qualities, Arnava. He's an ocean, Ananta Gunam, an ocean of qualities. So Lord Chaitanya is saying that. So he said, first thing, put your mind. That's what Ambarish said. And the second thing is you put your words. So what did Lord Chaitanya say? Millions of years later in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya said the same thing. Lord Chaitanya, because they're asking for Ashirvad. So people ask for Ashirvad, give me money, give me position, give me success in my school, give me health, cure my mother, she's dying, all this. And so they're asking, free us from sins. And he said, what can I do? Krishna can do everything. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Pratyaja, Mame Kam Sharanam Vraja. So he's saying, put your mind on Krishna. Then what is he saying? Balo Krishna Vaja Krishna Shuna Krishnanam Krishna Hao Sabhara Jivan Jivan Dana Pran Jivan Adana Pran. Last night we ended on this verse and we had a kirtan. Amara Dana Radha Shirada Shirada Jivana Dana Hamara Dana Pranadana. So, what Radharani is saying, who is Radharani's Jivan? Who is Radharani's Jivan?
Krishna.
Who is Radharani's Dan?
Krishna.
Who is Radharani's Pran?
Krishna.
Praneshwara Sri Krishna ki?
Jai.
Pranana Sri Krishna ki?
Jai.
Ashlishiva Parvatam Panashtama. Who is speaking this verse? Radha. Radha. Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna in Radha Bhav. Radha Bhav in Antar Radha, Bahir Radha. Bhav is inside. Feelings are in the heart. And your complexion, your color of your skin is outside. Right? Gaurakanti. Gaurakanti, huh? Radharani's Kanti, Radharani's color outside, golden, Tata Kanchana Golarangi, and Mahabhava inside. So Krishna wanted to know, what is your inside, Radharani? What is inside your heart, Radharani? I see the expressions of your heart, your speech, your Gandharika, your dance, your fragrance, your dressing. Like someone, a friend of mine, was opening a dress shop. And the husband and wife said, can you give us a name for the dress shop? And then I said, what kind of dresses are you going to sell? And they said, ready-made dresses. I said, you're going to sell all kinds of pornographic type dresses or type, like chaste? No, we're going to sell ladies like salwar kameez and like nice necklines and not all kinds of sleazy, you know, this kind of naked type of clothing, modern style. Because I didn't want anything to do. They asked me to give a name. I said, what are you selling? Okay, dress shop. Okay, it's not whiskey and liquor and leather goods, all these things. Okay, let me think. And they're like devotees. No, we're selling all chaste, like proper type clothes. Ready-made. You know ready-made? And I said, Vaishnava must be careful. So I said, and just the name came to my head, I said, Vasari. I said, what does that mean? And someone said, Vasari means one who dresses in a very excellent way. Is that right? Vasari means an excellent dresser. Yes, Vasa means covering, residence, covering. So I said, yes, because this is the name of Radharani. So they're going to call their shop Vasari. Vasari or Vasari? Vasari. It's nice. Ladies, ready-made clothing. Because Vas means you live in your clothes. Right. We're living inside these clothes. The Vas means Braj Vas, living in Braj. Isn't it Vas? Same. Nivas. You say Nivas, isn't it? So he's saying, you should, Radharani is saying, my Prananath, Ashlishiva Parvatam. Because Krishna wants to know what is Radharani, what is in her heart. So he took her kanti, her color, he took her heart. Now Radharani, what's in Radharani's heart? Her jivan. Who's the jivan of Radha? Krishna. Who's the prana of Radha? Krishna. Who's the wealth of Radha? The Dan. So when Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's in Radha Bhava, when he's telling everyone, he's saying bhajo, he's not saying bhajo Radha. Bolo Radha. He's not saying Shuno Radha Nam. But now, if Krishna preaches, Shamsundar preaches, who is the Jivan of Shamsundar? Radha. Who is the Dan of Shamsundar? Radha. Who is the Pran? Praneshwar and Praneshwari. Praneshwari Radha. Praneshwar Sham. So Radha is preaching, you should worship Krishna. He is the wealth. Radharani is saying, Krishna's the wealth, is my very life, and my very wealth, and my very essence. So make him the same. So that means Krishna wants to engage everybody. I mean, Krishna in Radha Bhava wants to engage everyone in glorifying Krishna, because Radharani loves the name of Krishna. But the devotees of Radharani, all of the Goswamis, and all the Goswamis, Sadgoswamis, they want to engage everybody in the service of Radharani. But Radharani wants to engage everybody in the service of Krishna. So Radharani's telling everybody to chant Krishna's name. But the Goswamis and all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are saying, chant Radhe Radhe Bolo, Vrindavan Me Dolo. But if you say that mantra in Radhakund, the pandas say, hey, koine, hey, chup, chup. What is this Vrindavan? Vrindavan is Maya. Vrindavan Maya, hey. Radhe Radhe Bolo, Radhakund Me Dolo. They're Nishta, Dam Nishta. Okay, Braja Dam. Like you might say, are you from Bombay? No, I'm from Bandra. Oh, excuse me. Wow. Oh, I didn't know that. That's another planet. Is that next between Venus and Mars? So it's the same thing. Oh, where someone says, I'm from New Delhi. Are you from New Delhi? I'm not from New Delhi. I'm from New Friends Colony. I'm from GK. Are you from GK1? Ha, GK1? I'm from GK2. Like one person. It's so funny. I went to Delhi. I said to one person, I said, excuse me, it seems you look like a Gujarati person. Huh? I'm Punjabi. it's like a mortal sin, a great transgression and offense. I dare to insinuate that they may be Gujarati. He said, what? It's amazing how much people are attached to their paint job. We have a little bit of a paint job, paint in black, yellow, white, and we're attached to our paint job. You have a white car, and you paint your car blue, and, what happened to your white Maruti? Oh, it's the same thing, I got an accident, I got dented, I repainted it blue, watch out. So what happened, you have a brown skin, what happened, you die and take birth, and I'm like, hey, what happened, you got a white paint job. I don't know, last, I got dented. I got dented, like, I got accident, I got body repair. I had to repair my body, and I repaired to another body. Because English repair means to go to another. Ah, Vaikuntha breezes. You felt? One little breeze came, Vaikuntha breeze. You feel? Something. When Prabhupada went to Mayapur, he had been traveling in Calcutta and overseas. He got back to Mayapur, springtime, around February. And his room is like this, and there's a veranda on both sides, 20-foot veranda. That's a really opulent room. The room in the middle is 20 feet. The building is 60 feet wide building. Can you imagine, Bombay? 60 feet wide, and of his living quarters, 20 feet was his bedroom, etc., bath, etc., and 40 feet was the veranda. 2/3, 66% of his house was outdoor veranda. That's opulent. You been there, Lotus Building? That's the original Prabhupada's quarters is there. I'm still like, we have Prabhupada's quarters here. And that's Prabhupada's puja stali. Right? This is Prabhupada Gadatta. sounds bad. So then when everybody heard this benediction from the Lord, they raised their hands and said, Hari, Hari. And then they said,� Avaran, Avaran Dehi. You fooled us, you tricked us, you came here, you appeared from the womb of Shachi Mata. And 1486, I'm a pundit, you're a pundit, you're a Brahmin, I'm a Brahmin. We went to school together, we wrestled, I threw ink on you, you threw ink on me, we argued Vyakaran, we argued Naya, we fought, I threw you in the Ganga, you threw me in the Ganga. I didn't think, okay, this Kashmiri pundit, he came here to argue with you, but somehow, he was in Bihar, he took some bomb, and he forgot how to his mantras, so you defeated him. But I could have defeated him also. the hunkar of another pundit, huh? So, because you take this bomb, you become a little bit, bogaya, no? Bogaya. Forgetful. And sometimes they do that in this Braj Mandal, because I'm there. The foreigners come, they say, have some lassi. It's a little green color, but they don't notice it. They think, it's like green, it's like peppermint. But inside is bong. And they take this called bong lassi. And they don't know, they don't need jantanemo. And they feel, drink it. And then, and they forget their passport. They forget their paisa, their marks and the dollars, and they forget who they are. And anything happens to them. And then they finally come, and they get a heavy dose, it takes a day or so to come back. I met some foreigners. They said, these guys gave me a lassi, and I don't know what happened. So maybe he forgot. So then now that he showed his Virata Rupa and Srivas Thakur's house, and then he went to Puri, the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, and showed his Sadbhuj Rupam. And the biggest scholar in Orissa, the Raj Guru Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is the founder of Charya, of the International School of Naya, in Vidyanagar. He founded the school and his little brother took charge of it when he moved to branch office of his school in Puri, because he was made a big offer there by the king. King Prataprudra offered him, please come be the Rajguru, I'll give you all kinds of facility. I want you to open a branch of Nai here. Because Puri is very famous for Sanskrit even today. So then, being allured by the king's offer, then Sarvabhauma opened a branch. Delhi Public High School, branch number 5. The DPS, this and that, you know, they were all around Delhi, the DPS, you know. So he offered, put his brother, Vidya Vachaspati, in charge. So Lord Chaitanya went there to kind of hide secretly and meet with particular people, you know, for a particular purpose of freeing them from their offenses. So now they recognize, wait a minute, we thought you were simply one of us, and you were a human being like us. Now we realize you're God, you're Bhagavan. So I was speaking yesterday, we don't know who we're with. So I'm talking about Lord Chaitanya's teaching behavior, the behavior of a devotee. A devotee is one who respects all and loves all and serves all because we don't know who we're dealing with. We say, oh, he's a bhakta, I'm a bhakta. But 20 years later, one bhakta ends up selling used cars. He leaves his county, starts selling used cars. Another bhakta is traveling around the world initiating people and Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta and Prem Marg and Bhakti Marg. So this is the difference. But they started off together. So now they're all kinds of, they're very apologetic. So when we make an offense to a devotee, then we feel some remorse. We feel some repentance. Some kritagya. Some repentance. And we go and say, oh please, I didn't recognize your effulgence. I didn't understand who you are. But if we play our cards right, if we play our cards right in the beginning, and we actually live according to the teaching of our father, Guru, our founder Acharya, Gaudiya Vedanta Dharma, the founder of Gaudiya Vaishnava religion, he says, respect everyone. Everyone has something better than you. Everyone is somehow, in some way, if you have intelligence means, what does intelligence mean? It means to have the power of discrimination to see something better in everyone else. That's intelligence. Intelligence means having the power of discrimination to find in every single man, woman, animal, bird, cat, chipkali, etc., something better than you. Oh, chipkali. You know, chipkali is a lizard wallet. Uparwala. He's Uparwala. But he's a chota Uparwala. He goes on the ceiling. He's upside down on the ceiling. He said, hey, that's a good trick. So this is Trina Bhav. This is Vaishnava Bhav. Without the Bhav, without the feeling, would you have intelligence? Intelligence can guide you towards the direction of feeling. You can't love someone you don't know. Can you love someone you don't know? Can you love someone you've never seen? Can you love someone you never understood? The more you know someone, the more you've seen someone, the more you've understood someone, the more you can love them. So therefore, all those functions I'm talking about, knowing, understanding, and seeing, are functions of buddhi. So hearing about Krishna, studying about Krishna, learning about Krishna, learning about that Vaishnava tattva, the truth of Vaishnava, the power, the prabhava, the position, the identity, the relationship, how dear and near the Vaishnava is to Bhagavan, then it creates some conceptions, some ideas, start to dance in the intelligence. And then they start to guide the mind, and then the senses follow suit. We learn to control our mind and control our mouth and say, actually, these Vaishnavas are wonderful. But if we have hamkar, if we have kam bhav and hamkar, we're thinking, hey, I'm better. This is called tamasic bhakti. It's described in Kapila's teachings on Bhakti Marg, chapter 29 of third canto, Bhakti Marg Shikshana. What is the Bhakti Marg? It starts out first verse. Devahuti asks, now you told me about Sankhya Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. I want to hear about the Bhakti Marg. Please tell me about Bhakti Marg. So then he starts saying, this is not Bhakti. This is Tamasic Bhakti. This is Guna Bhakti. Gunamayak Bhakti and Tamagun. Gunamayak Bhakti and Rajagun. Then he starts to describe the symptoms of Shuddha Bhakti. The first for 8, 9, 10 verses of the chapter 29, the third canto, he describes what is not Shuddha Bhakti, Neti Neti. Because to identify an object, you say, it's not this. It's not this, it's not this, this is it. You understand? If someone says, what is milk? Oh, milk is white. Okay. No, milk is not this. This looks like milk, and this looks like milk. That's not milk. Milk has this consistency. If you heat the milk, you can make cheese. You eat this other thing, put lemon juice, no cheese. You know, so many things, or whatever. So this, now they're realizing who he is. So they're, now they're revealing their minds. They're saying, you're Bhagavan. And so they're going on. Now the people are responding to the Lord. They received his instruction about worshiping Krishna, but they're not, they have more to say. Ami sabha papishta tomari na chiniya. Anda kupe pondilan apana kaya. This is Bangala, Bangala Bhasha. Mahaprabhu, we were so sinful. We could not recognize you. We thus fell in the dark well of ignorance and offenses, and we thereby ruined ourselves. So this is Leela, this is exchange, because that happened. The students offended him, other people offended him, Jagai Mata, so many people offended him. So now they're realizing their mistake. And they realize that they also suffered because of this mistake. We ruined ourselves. So what lesson can we learn? On one level it's a Leela between the Lord and his bhakts. And what's the lesson for us? Our lesson. Our lesson is that if we offend a Vaishnava, we fail to recognize a Vaishnava, we fail to identify the prominence and position of a Vaishnava, then we goof, we flub, we make a mistake, we make aparad, transgression, blaspheme. And then we ruin ourselves. We don't ruin the Vaishnava. We ruin ourselves. It's kind of like you go out hunting. You go out hunting to shoot something, these rakshas. And they go, these rakshas, they go to shoot a bird or something. And somehow they stumble and they shoot their foot. Many times it happens. They go with some shotgun that killed four little innocent paki. You know, these demon rakshas. And so they go, boom, boom. It happens. They shoot their feet off. So you went to kill someone else and you almost killed yourself. So you go to offend someone else, belittle someone else, put someone else down, you end up down. It's like in the Mahabharata, don't they have something like that? If you have some mantra, and you throw that mantra, and if the mantra doesn't reach its target, it comes back and knocks you off, right? But this aparad is a dangerous thing. So they're saying, listen, karana sagar to me, kara hitakari, kipa kara ara jena tomana pasari. Mahaprabhu, you are an ocean of mercy. You're the benefactor of all. Please be merciful on us so we may not forget you. Emanta sabatike, loke stuti kare. Stuti kare, stuti, this is prayers, full of feeling and realization. This is prayer. What is prayer? Oh, prayer. This is not prayer. Prayer full of realization. Dhanya bhav. Vigyan, dainya, 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 dainya bhava. Realization of our actual position of infinitude, finitude, infinitesimal. 1/10,000, we're nothing, until we're just a tiny particle, a hair-like particle of consciousness. A unit of seva. And they're realizing that. They're realizing that, and all that realization is melting their heart in waves of feeling. That realization is melting their hearts in waves of realization. And those realizations are taking the shape of submission. Realization is, I mean, this understanding of the position, their identity, and Bhagavan's position, their understanding and realization of that is melting their hearts. And in waves of submission are coming out. So that submission expresses itself as feeling. So when one offers prayers to Vaishnava or Bhagavan, they should be full of genuine realizations and what? Feelings. Because that's what they're doing. We realize and then we have feelings. Manushi haila paripon sarvagram nagarachatvara prantare o nahistan. The entire village became filled with people. There was not a single vacant place in the street, village, or in the suburbs of the village. So let's find out what happened to this village. The whole village is packed with people taking darshan of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let's freeze that scene in our memory file, Chaitanya Bhagavat memory file, zip it up, put it in hibernation mode, and we'll, by God's grace, we'll hope to meet together again tomorrow.